Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler, as you just heard, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Coming up on today's show, I will talk to Ryan Wood in a couple of hours from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Get the latest from Green Bay as they get ready for the NFC Championship game against the LA Rams coming up on Sunday. That kickoff just after 2 o'clock. We'll, of course, have the Green and Gold postgame show on all the affiliates that carry the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and myself from 5 to 8 o'clock coming up on Sunday evening. And then in the last hour of the show, we'll be joined by Jared Bush, former Packers DB, Super Bowl champion. He'll be joining us as we look back on the 10-year anniversary of the Packers last winning a Super Bowl. That he joins us to start off the last hour of the show. What were you saying, Leroy?
I thought you said the Rams. You didn't say the Rams, did you?
What, the Packers? Oh, I said the Rams. You're right. Packers and Buccaneers. Thank you, Leroy. Very good. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, Packers and Buccaneers. There will not be a rematch of the Rams this week. No, that will not happen.
So Twitter, please don't let us know. We know we've
been mistaken. Thank you. Okay.
And, all right. Jared Bush, real quick, Steve. It's one of my favorites.
Big soccer guy. I figured we could talk about the women's soccer game last night.
Oh, I don't know about
U.S. women's soccer game last night.
Too much running, Steve.
Friendly against Colombia.
I play soccer if they allow me to have a chair come out there and take a break.
No.
You know what I can do, Steve? I can fake like I'm injured like them. And then take
fake
break.
Like.
There were a lot of that going on last night in that game. A lot of that in the game last night. A lot of that going on last night. A lot of that. One girl went down last night for Colombia. I thought it was over. Like, I thought she was going to die on the field. And then 2 minutes later, they show her she's up, and she's telling her bench she's okay. She's fine. She's fine. Yes. Oh, my God. So that's soccer. But it is what it is, right? Soccer. Hey, are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Are you bracing for another letdown on Sunday based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? That is the question. Dial it up now, the Van Horn Direct toll-free line. I want to hear from everybody across the state. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Gary, we'll start with you first, I guess. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? And obviously, we could talk about the Packers and their NFC Championship game letdowns. We can talk about the Badgers and the Final Four and losing in the Final Four in the championship game. Talk about the Brewers losing in an LCS as well. I mean, there are so many things that you can point to. The Bucks losing in the playoffs the last couple of years. So many different things have gone wrong. Every time Wisconsin sports fans seemingly get their hopes up, it goes the other way on them, Gary.
You know, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and I know we've got the two former Packers here, and Packer Hall of Famer, and Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and
get ready,
Gary Ellerson, former Packer, Badger, throw in Lion if you want to, and I know people tune in to hear us, and we've got Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the people of the fan of the
here
people.
Here it comes, Steve.
But I'm going to yield this to Joe Zenzola.
Oh!
I'm going to yield all the way back around to Joe Zenzola, Steve, on this particular topic, because most folks may or may not know.
May not.
He is also a fan and for and of the people.
Oh, he's a Sparky soldier.
No. No.
What is he?
Just what I just said. Just what I just said.
Nah, you got to simplify that.
Gary, I knew you were going to do this.
What you mean you knew he was going to do it, Joe?
The second we started the show, I knew you were going to do this.
Steve, did you know he was going to do this?
Yes, Leroy, I did.
I'm in the dark.
No, I didn't tell anybody. How'd you guys know? I never told anybody.
Every time.
I thought you were going to Steve.
No, because Joe pitched the topic in the meeting. Joe is a fan. Gary, you know darn right well, is not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole. So let's give it to the guy that brought it up and wanted to talk about it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Go ahead, Joe. You got the flow.
I mean, look, it's hard not to talk about it. Like,
wait, Joe, you know your mom is listening. Be careful.
Oh, she's been listening ever since the show started.
Be careful.
She's
now.
Been listening nonstop. So I know she's listening. I think my brother's listening too. My brother sent me something very disturbing in a text.
Oh, Jesus.
They kicked you out the wheel and put him
so,
in.
So let me tell you something. So, you know, I can be negative or nervous Nelly or whatever. My brother is probably about 50 times worse. My brother is the kind of Packer fan that is always anticipating that the Packers are going to lose, because he has the mindset that if I think negative and then the Packers win, oh, then it's great. Everything's good. But if I think positive and the Packers lose, I have a nervous breakdown. Like,
oh my God.
That's how my brother Alex operates. So if you think I'm bad, you should see this with Alex. And Leroy, I know you love Alex, but you've never seen that side of him as a fan.
Never.
Like, this is what my brother texted me over the weekend after the Packers won. He said, first of all, Bucks scare me, that defense, ... And I said, Tampa got it easy in a dome with a terrible Drew Brees. So then my brother texted me. He said, well, just remember, Wisconsin pro sports team's record in conference championships this century, 1-8.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he literally texted me all of the teams in this, which include the 2001 Bucks, the 2007 Packers, the 2011 Brewers, the 2014 Packers, the 2016 Packers, the 2018 Brewers, the 2019 Bucks, and the 2019 God. Packers. And this doesn't even include the Wisconsin Badgers with the final four appearances. Then he says in this text message, he goes, also, which random player from the Buccaneers is going to step up and have a huge game? For example, Plaxico Burress, David Freese, Fred Van Vliet, etc. Because usually when we experience misery in this state, there's always some dude that plays out of his mind that probably shouldn't have, or, you know, just goes a little bit over his head. And that's what kills the momentum. So, like, for me, this is the most confident I've ever been in the Green Bay Packers. Like, I am a full believer here. I've been saying it now the last couple of months. I really believe the Green Bay Packers, the 2020 Green Bay Packers, can win it all. And I also believe, coming up on Sunday, that they will beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Want to do predictions now? I think the Packers are going to win. But it is so hard for me. It is so hard for me as a fan to sit here and act like Mr. Sunshine and Rainbows and just think, oh, everything's going to be good. They're going to win. There is a part of my brain telling me, Joe, get ready for the letdown. We don't know how it's going to happen.
Oh,
it seems like the Packers should win this game. They're at Lambeau. They got the cold weather. They got the snow. Rodgers is way better than Tom Brady. Most of these guys on the Buccaneers aren't used to cold weather. The Packers had to come down to Tampa Bay, and you could argue warm weather is what made the Packers struggle back in week 6. But there is a part of me that is sitting here saying, watch. How are the 2020 Packers going to one-up all of the other teams that have let us down this decade? Like, there is a part of me that continues to tell me that, and I'm trying to block that out.
You asked for this foolishness, so I hope you're enjoying this.
I am. But, Leroy, I know I'm not the only one here.
No, no. I've got already people responding here. Ross, the boss, sends a GIF back. The is a guy from The Office that says, no question about it, I am ready to be hurt again.
Oh, these guys need to go to church and get married.
Oh, my. Okay.
MKE really? Bucks tweets, the Packers could have the number one offense, defense, and special teams, and I would still expect a letdown. Yeah. Hansen says, I absolutely am. I've learned my lesson more than enough times about being dangerously optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's all the people that mad they drafted Jordan Love. Them ain't no real fans. No,
you bring up Jordan Love more than anybody else.
He
does.
He really does. Doesn't
show. I like to poke
Steve, real quick, reset that question again for me, please.
Are
no,
you bracing
that out, man.
For another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? And because Joe talks so long, God, we're going to have to take a break.
Right,
and then
that.
On the other side, I want to hear from people all over the state of Wisconsin,
perfect,
of course, down
love
in
it.
Rockford as well. I want to hear, are there more like you, like Joe, or will you be more like Gary, Leroy, and... who knows what I'll say. The Van Horn Direct Toll Free Talk Line. Dial it up now. 855-830-8648.
Wisconsin-wide. The Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. Joe's Cloud of Doom brings you the first hour of the show today. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Van Horn Direct Toll Free Talk Line, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Todd, listening in Green Bay on the Fan. You're up first here on the Wendy's Big Show. Good morning, Todd. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad I caught this episode. I don't normally get to listen to the radio at this time, but I've got opinions because I can't stand these fans that always have this negative attitude about everything. We have the NFL MVP in Aaron Rodgers. We have one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver, in Devontae Adams. I can't stand the mindset that some of these fans have about we're going to lose this game because of this, this, and this reason. I think that if you're a true fan, you have overzealous expectations every time, and you are just setting yourself up to get crushed. That crushing feeling is the best part of being a fan, and it makes the wins that much better.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you?
Yeah, what's up?
How old are you?
I am 32, I think.
Right. So, I think as you get older and go through more of this, you will eventually become jaded like the rest of us.
It really
is just a matter of time. I love the optimism, Todd. I do, and I don't disagree with anything you said about the Green Bay Packers. The only comeback that I would have if I was talking from a jaded fan perspective, and I am really just a very positive person in life, Todd, would be that, you know, the Packers have had more talented offenses in general, probably, with Aaron Rodgers that haven't been able to overcome the same obstacles in the past. Because if you think about it, Todd, they should have been to more than one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I think we all agree on that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't remember the Magic Man back in the day. I only
there
remember Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and we only have two Super Bowls to speak of in my lifetime. That is more disappointing to me than it is to anybody.
See how he trapped you into that?
It's not that I'm not disappointed, but going into a game like this, you have to have that optimism that your team's going to crush them. I'm saying two touchdowns this week and Packers win.
All right, Packers win. All right, very good. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Todd, listening to the Fan in Green Bay. Let's go to Brent in Oshkosh, listening to The Score, home of BJ and the Bear. What's up, Brent?
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I am doing well. So I listened just now, you know, while I'm working, by the way, so I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
I listened to all the stats that you threw out there, Joe, about your brother and why he thinks the Packers are going to fail. And so I can't speak to the Bucs failures, specifically in the 2001 conference finals, But here's what I can tell you. It's normal to feel a little bit of doubt, and you should, because you're playing Tom Brady.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
There's no getting around that. However, here's why you should be confident. You know what the difference is between this Packers team and the one that completely blew it in 2014, well, technically January 2015 in Seattle and at home against the Giants?
What?
Mike McCarthy is no longer the coach because Mike McCarthy it's less than an afterthought for Mike McCarthy in those days. He wanted nothing to – I'm surprised the Packers even had running backs in their roster.
Now, did they win a Super Bowl under Mike McCarthy? Yeah.
They did.
Okay.
10 years ago.
They did because he ran the ball with James Starks.
Okay.
Why did they have a record of 10-6 and have to be the sixth seed?
Yeah.
Injuries, yes, but because most of the year, they didn't really have James Starks come on until the end of the year. And they were the typical McCarthy offense. Yep, they can move the ball. Facts. But when they need to control the clock and grind the game out to win, they didn't.
Now, they were in they were in the NFC Championship game last year, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And why did they lose that one?
Because they couldn't stop the run, which is my next point that I want to make.
Go ahead.
Here's why I think they're going to win. I really do.
Come on with it.
Let me ask you this. Leroy, I'm sure you're aware of this, being a defender. How do you beat... How do you beat them?
Pressure.
You get pressure with the front four. Why did the Packers lose to the Giants in January 2008? Because the Giants had a front four with Michael Strahan, Yossi Umunyura, and I don't remember the other two guys, forgive me. Oh, Justin Tucker's one of them.
Yeah.
Those guys were all over the Packers in that game. And why were they the only team to beat the Patriots that year? Because they got pressure with the front four.
Facts.
Why did they beat the Packers again in the playoffs in 2011 and then beat the Patriots again in the Super Bowl? Because they could get pressure with that front four consistently. What have the Packers been doing for the past about a month, and especially this past weekend?
Something Gary just said.
How many times did they really have to blitz? They were all over Jared Goff all game with just four.
Hey, sir, where do you work?
I just got struck.
Okay. Turn in your resignation. I'm going to swap you and Joe because you sound like somebody needs to work on this show. We can't pay you much now, but we'll help you. Joe, go drive trucks, man. You and your brother in the fetal position. Y'all just drive on off, ball. Man.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Great phone call.
Okay, let's –
Steve, what's the question, Steve?
Great phone call.
The question, Gary Ellerson, is this. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports, Gary Ellerson?
Yeah. Go ahead and get a phone call if they're ready. I'm ready.
You're just going to avoid this, aren't you?
I'm not. I can't wait.
Yeah, this is going to go for the whole show.
Go ahead, LeRoy.
I'm going to wait there after the break. You want me to wait there after the break or right now?
Yeah, wait till the break. Go another phone call.
How much time I got, Joe?
We got lots of time. We got four hours.
Because I'm finna show out right now.
Yeah, okay. Paul in Grafton, you're next on the Wendy's Big
Show. I'm going out to Paul.
With Gary Ellerson and LeRoy, I'm going to show out Butler. What's up?
Well, just this.
Good job, Steve.
I'm 74, by the way. I'm not
young
32-year-old. I'm 74. I watched Babe Parilli
nice.
In 1967 go to 1-10 before they hired Lombardi. So I understand misery.
Let me ask you a question since you brought it up. Did you think Lombardi was going to be as good as Lombardi was early on in his career?
No, absolutely not. But after his first season, 7-5, and then when they lost to Philadelphia, when Magnarek stops Taylor on the 4-yard line, that was painful. But then they went on to win 9 more.
Yep.
My point to Joe and his brother is what my dad taught me: never forsake the good in search of the perfect. If you only are satisfied with the perfect, you're going to die of remorse.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of good around us.
You know,
the sun will come up tomorrow.
That is so well said. And I mean, I'm not Joe, but I am that guy, what you just described, in search of perfect. That is what I am. I mean, Gary Ellerson will tell you this. We can have a great team, and I'll be looking to figure out how to make it better and make it perfect.
Yeah, and missing a lot of good. It took me 42 years to teach my daughter, and she finally accepted it. Not to forsake the good in search of the perfect.
That's a great line.
What? You won't enjoy the swings of Pleiades or the reddening of a rose.
Oh, preach.
That's very good. Paul, you should write Hallmark cards. That's good stuff right there. No.
Man, you know what I'm going to do with Paul? Here's what you do with Paul. You put Paul outside your window and let him send you some message to the favorite girl you want to marry.
Right. Put a little piece in your ear.
Paul, you are good. You are very, very good, Paul. What did you do? Paul, what did you do when you in your career? What did you do working?
Well, I was a vice president of the state's largest bank, and then I was vice president of a regional company, and I was a president of a very successful entrepreneurial company. But that's irrelevant.
Well, I didn't know.
A lot of disappointments. But that's the point is, there's so much good that we ignore if we're only satisfied with the perfect.
Oh, that's very good. Very well said, Paul. Thanks for the call. It's going to be hard to top that.
Paul, on hold. I want to send him one of my new cookbooks.
Need a cookbook.
Need a cookbook. Yeah.
Paul's going to have to call back.
Email him. I'm going to have Joe deliver it to you, Paul. Where he from?
Then you can Grafton. Grafton.
Joe, you and your brother drive up there with the new truck you got, because we want this other young man. And y'all go ahead and sit in there and have Paul with a mask on and talk to y'all, man.
That was really good. I got nothing for Paul and Grafton.
We need to go
really
to break
good.
After that one. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. I don't got much there. Joe, do you have a comeback?
Well, look.
Joe, walk away, Joe.
At the end of the day.
Incapable.
At the end of the day, Paul is right. I mean, life isn't perfect, and it's just that's what it is in the scheme of things. For me as a fan, though, two Super Bowls.
See?
When my whole life has been Rodgers and Favre, and I've
you
only
should,
gotten
you
two
should be
Super
glad
Bowls
to have
out of that.
One, Joe. What about Jacksonville? They got Urban Meyer. They ain't got no Super Bowl.
But Leroy, this is the way I see it. I don't know how much longer we're going to have Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Jordan.
Take them glasses off, Joe.
Leroy,
we got him now. Don't worry about the future. We got him now.
Leroy, I don't know if Jordan Love is going to be the next Hall of Famer. I have no idea.
Don't worry about Jordan Love. What about this year?
This is the thing. For me, in my lifetime, I have been more than spoiled as a fan. And we see how cyclical the NFL is. The Packers will hit a dark age in my lifetime. Like, that's going to happen. And that's why I don't want to look back on this 20, 30 years from now and say, man, how did the Packers only have two Super Bowls with those two Hall of Fame quarterbacks? That doesn't...
No, you should look back and say, I'm glad they got one with the Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
There should have been more.
Don't say
and there's
that,
a lot, and there's a lot of fans that would agree.
There is a lot of fans that would agree with that, Jim.
And I'm going
to
say this too.
Right.
Let me just say this before we get to a break.
Yeah, go on and say this. And
from the first caller that made the comment about you're not a true fan if you're not, you know, overly optimistic. Look, all
that's
fans are different.
Now. That's his opinion.
Right. I don't agree with that at all.
Got a different opinion.
All fans have every right to be as optimistic or as pessimistic as they want. They're a fan of the team. They are supporting that team.
Agreed.
But they can be negative. Like, I just hate that when people say, oh, you're not a true fan because you're too negative. No, it's just I'm passionate and that's how I feel. Like, I hate that. There should be no classifications when it comes to fans.
But
rant over.
But you're a front runner, Joe. You love it when they win and you hate it when they lose. And what Paul is trying to tell you, just be in the game.
I understand.
Just be in the game. You can't control it.
But
you're
I'm
not playing.
But for me as a fan, Leroy, I'm a tortured soul. I've been tortured now for the last decade because you would think just one of these Wisconsin sports teams would get over that hump and win. Man. Just one. Someone. Anyone. Bucks, Badgers. Football, basketball, Brewers, someone get over
Gary
the hump.
Ellison and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, y'all built this Frankenstein, so y'all deal with it. Come after the break, and I'll set these people straight.
Like I said, it makes me feel kind of good that you lumped Gary into this. Are you bracing for
another
letdown?
Man, he shouldn't even went to Joe. He should have did it to himself and got positive around this state.
I hear you. Are you bracing?
Y'all got people in Tampa Bay laughing at us. They listen to us on radio.com app, Steve. And they laughing at us. Y'all got number one seed at home field, 24 degrees, and you're in the fetal position. Stop. Come back, America. I'll get us back on track.
they as well have not had back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Are you bracing for another
break and read your read and leave that long?
Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Dial it up now. I want to hear from lacrosse. I want to hear from all different aspects. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Gary Ellerson, tell us all about Pella Windows and Doors.
My good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, guys, replaced now with Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. And not only can you save on your energy bills season after season, you'll save right away with 3 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no first payments, guys. Pella offers 9 different lines of luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl. Some of the best warranties in the business, including a 10-year installation warranty. Over 150 patent innovations like the integrated roll screen that rolls up out of you. And year-round installation when you need it the most, guys. Here it is again. 3 years, no interest, and 5 months, no first payments. Ends January 31st. Set your free consultation today, guys, at PellaWI.com.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
That's my song right here. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Let's see, where to go to next? Let's go to Trell, listening to The Fan in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, what's going on with you, gentlemen?
What's up?
What's up, Trell?
Hey, Leroy, where can I get one of your white jerseys from?
A white one is hard. You got to custom get that one.
I have a custom to get it done? I need to get a white one. Huh?
You know why the white is hard? Because it's an away jersey. We won more games than the green, so most people get the green. The white is just
But I got so much green stuff, I want a white one. Plus, I got some white and lucky green Jordans that I got, and I'm
okay. Now you're talking. Okay, let me do some research for you.
I'm doing research right now online on eBay. They're going for like $170 to $200 white ones. They're used.
But how long you think that takes? Because some of the places I don't like ordering from, maybe take it too long, or you might not. I want to have it by the Super Bowl. So that's why I'm trying to order it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess. Even if you went to NFL.com, you could make your own jersey. You could make a 36 and a Butler on the back of it. But the jerseys are the jerseys are different than they were for you, right, Leroy? So it wouldn't be technically correct, I guess.
And then you may get some knockoffs too. You know, if you want an authentic one, it's going to take some time for them to put.
Yeah, I want authentic. I'll pay a couple hundred for it. I want an authentic.
All right, well, good stuff. All right, go ahead, Trell.
Some research for you, my brother, and then I can find out. Leave your information with Dan. I'll get some information because I'll try to put my 30% on top of that to get you a little discount too.
Oh, man, I sure would appreciate that.
Yeah. But it got to be authentic, though. If it ain't authentic, I ain't going to let you get it. Because I never have you talk about me. No.
Let me get to my point so I get up the airwaves.
Go ahead.
I'm not worried, man. I mean, I understand where Joe is coming from, so I don't knock you. I mean, I understand all fans' mindsets as far as where they come from, but I'm not there. Few reasons why I'm not. Listening to Tampa Bay's players and their coach, the words coming out their mouth, that's letting me know already that they are kind of an insecure bunch. They haven't been here before. They're trying to speak out of their mouth and make you think that they're that team. But they haven't arrived and haven't won anything yet. So I already know as far as that mindset from them. The other mindset, Aaron Rodgers not only hasn't played well in his career in championship games, he's actually asked for the pressure. He asked for to get the home field. So I'm not worried about him. The only thing that I have concerns about this week, as I said before, if the Packers can play, I would say 75% as far as their offensive line and trenches up to the part they played last week, the Packers would easily win this game. Because Rodgers is going to play to an unbelievable level just because he's been knocked because of his championship performances, and he asked for this pressure. He told the whole world he wanted home field. The two teams will have to play, come through Green Bay. Trust me.
Yep. Yeah,
he's going to match that. Trust me, he's going to be there.
I agree with you as well. Thanks for the call, Trell. I think coming into this game, there's just no way Rodgers is throwing a pick six again and two interceptions and all the other stuff that went wrong for him in that last game in Tampa. If anybody is going to be beyond focused in this game, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. All right, Leroy, it's your turn. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports?
First of all, it's almost like it's as if you just got married and you got the best of all the worlds and you sit down with your wife, who's a dime piece, by the way, and say, honey, let's look at all my bad breakups. What are you talking about? Now I want to look at all my bad breakups, all these losses in my life. She's going to be like, did I marry the right person? You're going to blame Matt LaFleur for all the way back with Mike McCarthy? I have nothing to do with that. The 2020 team has nothing to do with that. Nothing. Now, if you want to be fair and go back to last year, fine. But if you're going to bring up the history of any of your Wisconsin teams, now, while your team is number one, it's almost like front runner status. Just because you have an MVP don't mean it's automatic. Ask the Bucks. They had MVP twice. But I didn't get upset. You might have been disappointed because guess what? You get another chance at it. Packer fans have to understand that if you're comparing yourself to every other team in this league, I think you'll say to yourself, you know, not only do I have it good, but I'm here again. In a 2020 year, in a pandemic, where over 400,000 people passed away for COVID, and you mean to tell me you're thinking about what happened years ago? You should be focused on the lane in front of you. That's why they give the horses the blinders. 2020, 2021. You got to understand, you got the best of everything. You check all the boxes. You got all the answers to the test. You just got to wait to Sunday. You got the lottery ticket, but you can't cash it to Sunday. But if you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, I'm going to lose this ticket before Sunday. I don't know what to do. What if somebody break in my house and steal it? What if my brother take it? What if I lose it? What if I tear it up by mistake instead of a receipt? No, just wait till Sunday. And be confident you can cash your ticket in. And your ticket is in Tampa. What's wrong with being optimistic? I don't like people around me that they can bring up any memory they want, but it's something negative. You can bring up anything you want, anything. You can talk about anything you want. I give you a clean canvas. You can paint what you want. And y'all paint 2014, the Bucks against Toronto Raptors, the Brewers against the Dodgers. My canvas is going to say 2020 team, 21, number one seed, MVP quarterback, 7 Pro Bowlers, 4 All Pros, got a better chance than anybody. And guess what? Mahomes got a concussion. They saw everything flash before their eyes.
Oh.
You don't know. So if you're going into it like Alex, who took all this time to look up every piece of misery.
That's Joe's brother, by the way.
Misery loves company. And guess what he did, Gary? He pulled his brother in too.
Oh.
Alex could have been on the island. Nope, I'm good. Nope, I'm going to put it out there to see what other fans think like me. You guys are the minority.
No,
the majority?
No.
The majority?
Nope. Disagree. Hey,
the majority?
Totally disagree.
The majority?
Totally disagree.
12, and it's the one that's the real goat. Okay?
How many goats can you have?
As many as you want.
So back in the day when you used to go hang out at the gas station in Oak Creek, All those guys, the majority, happy, positive people?
No, you could be.
How about your neighbor? Happy, positive guy?
For the most part, yes, because they like Paul and myself. But they have areas that we discuss, you know, like special teams. We do that. But we don't dig up what happened in 1906 just to be negative. We don't dig up what happened in McCarthy's era to be negative. We don't dig up stuff that happened. I mean, we don't do that. Why do that? We got the best of everything.
Anybody that ever wants to question just about Leroy Butler, the dude, and what's he like off the air, and da 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 da. What you hear right here is what he's like off the air. This is the dude right here. He's no different off the air than he is on the air when it comes to this type of stuff. This is the dude right here. No question about it.
I'll try to bring y'all along, pull the curtain back, put you in the locker room. These players can't think like that. I don't even appreciate Gary. Hearing it.
We're not talking about the players now.
We're not talking about the players.
We're not talking about the players.
Don't think
it
like
don't
that.
Matter.
No. Players can't think like
does
that.
It doesn't matter.
See, listen.
It's
I'm going to tell you why.
It's different. You're
why
right, Leroy. I don't want nobody on my team thinking like that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying players feed off the fans. You just heard them say that with the 8,000 people. Aaron Rodgers got emotional. He just said that. There wouldn't be a Lambeau Leap if it wasn't for the fans. We didn't have social media when I played. But if they read this misery, they're thinking, well, man, these guys ain't got no confidence. Some guy named Alex up in Milwaukee don't think we're going to win, man. So
Aaron
now
Rodgers.
Do.
No, Aaron Rodgers does not care about Alex Anzola. I hate to break it to you. Dude, don't care about Alex Anzola. Leroy. I love you, but ain't no chance he cares about Alex Anzola and his thoughts.
Do you actually think that Aaron, if he's not listening to this, even don't know who is Alex?
Even if he listens, he don't care about what Alex thinks.
Players hear everything. We have rabbit ears. Come on.
That's
you can
true.
Put up a picture of your baby and the baby's flawed.
Well, they know.
Beautiful baby. It'll be one comment to say the baby's ugly.
Well, social
and that's
media.
That's the one that'll bother you.
Social right. media has really right? taken it to the next level as far right. as what players hear and see more
exactly.
now than ever.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
We got to get to a quick timeout here. Leroy, you're rolling. Going to be out for what, the next hour or so and then be back?
Yep.
All right, sounds good. We'll
Gary,
talk to Leroy about an
here.
Hour or
don't
so.
Don't say nothing crazy.
Are you bracing
well, I don't agree with you.
Another
so. Good. Because you like Alex. You just undercover. That's all.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
She's just like Alex. You
I
said
tell the
early
truth.
In the year.
I tell the truth all the time.
Can
I
lose,
tell the
or
truth
this team
all
win.
The time.
That.
I tell the truth all the time. I ain't got nothing. I ain't trying to hide behind none. I ain't trying to do nothing. I tell the truth all the time. Because it's okay to feel that way. I think it's okay to feel that way.
Are you brazen for another letdown based
player card,
on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? There goes Leroy.
You sold us out.
Gary's going to hang out. I see all these people on hold. We will get to all of you guys coming up here. We'll just continue to roll with this for a little while longer. It is the Wendy's Big Show live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow to prepare for the NFC Championship game here at Lambeau Field, Sunday at 2 p.m. 6,500 tickets on sale. And when the Packers lost 38-10 to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, their talented inside linebacker, Devin White, said their defensive coordinator had this to say about Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay.
Todd Bowles just told us, like, we respecting those guys too much. You know, they got to earn our respect. You know, we got to play them honest because we knew, like, you know, them guys didn't deserve to be on the field with us because we got too much talent. We fly around to the ball. And the main thing, we always have fun.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked to respond.
I'm sure some of our guys will get super motivated by that. I don't think we're talking about the NFC Championship game with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I think that's enough motivation right there. Hey, he was right. They whipped us. And there's no sense of talking about it. The only thing you can do is you got to prepare the best you can and then go prove it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
When he's
Big Show serving up hot and fresh. Asking you, are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Adam and Franklin, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, we got about 2 minutes here in this segment before we get back to it after the top of the hour. What's up?
All right, so I'm just going to say that I think I'm buying in. I'm completely buying in. The difference, I think, really comes down to the defense, I think, number one. Your linebackers aren't chasing the running backs down from behind like last year's, like Martinez and B.J. Goodson was it. You got Chris Barnes, who I think is really coming to his own.
For sure.
And Kamal Martin's really stepped up, too. And the secondary is really coming to their own. And secondly, similar to when Tom Brady was suspended and he came back and he was playing really, really mad and pissed off, Aaron Rodgers is doing the same thing since they drafted Jordan Love. That's it. I think he's got something to prove. So those two reasons alone are why I'm buying.
Adam, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Those of you on hold, you'll be in the next segment, guaranteed. Chris in Brookfield, Vince in Connecticut, and room for you. We're going to continue talking about it. We haven't heard Gary's side of this. I haven't given you my side of this either. So are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? And Gary, you hinted at that you don't have necessarily the same take as Leroy Butler.
No, not at all.
So stay tuned for what Gary thinks of this question. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? FanHorn Direct toll-free talk line. Dial it up now, 855-830-8648.
Station Strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.